Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk to Austin Carr right now. Let's hit the guest line. Cavs game analyst on Fox Sports Ohio. 9 years. 9 years he played with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Hey, Austin, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
No problem, guys. How you doing?
What's going
doing
on,
well.
Man?
Doing well. I mean, can you? Is it even surprising anymore with the brilliance of LeBron at all, Austin?
No, I mean, I've watched it now since he first got to Cleveland, and I'm kind of used to it, but I don't take it for granted like most people do. They take it for granted, and they don't understand that we're watching history as it's in the making. So I just kind of understand what I'm seeing and enjoy it.
Yeah, he's absolutely amazing, Austin. There's no doubt about it. Mad respect for Bron, for sure. Hey, let me ask you, man, about Kevin Love. I mean, what's been the key to his resurgence as of late?
Well, I think focusing on getting him started early in the game, and I think a little bit of encouragement from his teammates, and just making him understand how important he is to our team. We were kind of floundering along there during the season, and when he came back, we went on a 9-1 stretch. So I think, you know, there's no mistake that he is very important to us, because, you know, most people think that you need a 1-2-3 punch. Well, basically what we have is LeBron, Love, and the other guys have become our 3 punch, because when they score like they're doing now, the last 3-4 games, 5 guys in double figures, then we are a tough team to beat and tough team to handle.
You know, Austin, a lot of the conversation, I know your focus is on Cleveland, but I'm just curious from your experience and knowing the game the way that you do,
right.
How has it gone so awry? I know it's against LeBron and the Cavs, but to lose 10 straight playoff games to one organization, to have little to no pushback at times, what do you think has gone so awry with Toronto in the postseason?
You know, that's a great question, because with the way they played during the regular season and the talent that they have, for some reason, you know, the only thing I can think of is that we've gotten into their heads, and because they just don't seem to be they don't seem to be able to deal with the fact that, you know, that first game really, it put something on their minds. And like you said, when you lose that many games in a row, it does start to affect you. And I think, I mean, as good as they are, because I love Coach Casey, solid coach, he knows what he's doing. To end up like they are, I'm just glad we're not on their side, because that's got to be a tough place to be in where they are right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Completely agree with that. And we were talking a lot about Coach Dwayne Casey earlier in the show here, Austin. And, you know, wondering, man, you know, because there's a lot of people now that feel he should be on the hot seat. I personally don't agree with that. What's your opinion? I mean, obviously, you respect the guy. I know that. But I'm saying, like, I was saying, like, the Toronto, man, I just feel there's a lack of leadership there in the locker room.
Right. Well, I think that's where the problem has become. You know, I really thought Lowry was the guy there for a couple years ago. I really thought he was starting to emerge as the leader there, because it's clear that he was the personality that could take them to that next level. And for some reason, he hadn't stepped forward in that role. And again, you have to have a lot of guys who are understanding what you're doing. And if you think about it, they had a kind of season like we had. They've changed their personnel and changed their style of play to try to do what we do instead of developing what they were doing and making themselves better. They changed to try to focus on us. And I think that they got caught in the middle of that situation, because when you look at how the Washington series went, in the first part of that series, they went back to their old way of having the two guards dominate everything, and they had to go back Coach Casey had to remind them, hey, this is how we won 59 games. We got to go back to this. And they were able to pull that series out. But to me, when they got behind against us, they tried to go back to the old way, and it just didn't work.
We're talking Austin Carr, Cavs game analyst on Fox Sports Ohio, 9-year Cavalier. Austin, when you LeBron talked about it after the game last night, that this team is getting better, improving game in and game out. What do you think the ceiling is for this team, Austin?
You know, that's a good question because I've been watching them all year. They've been so up and down, especially since we made the trade. Because we lost a lot of experience when we made the trade, and we brought in a lot of inexperienced guys. And so we've had two different seasons, and trying to get them to understand the detail that you have to be into, the emotional thing you have to be into in the playoffs, has really been, it was a struggle. In that first round, Indiana was the worst draw we could get because that was the team that we had trouble with all season. But in the long run, what it did was it forced us to have to focus and get into playoff mode and force some of the young guys to understand how important it is to understand your assignments, be ready to function, and realize that there's not a whole lot of room for mistakes in the playoffs. So, you know, it kind of helped us, but at the same time, the development of the team has really, it's kind of on-the-job training, and they've kind of started to come around because at first I would never understand who would show up. So now I'm starting to see some consistency, and if we continue to develop like this and if we can get a couple of our young guys to bring on a little bit more positive effect when they come in the game, this team will be ready for the next round.
All right, so Austin, so Cavaliers, the Cavs, though, you guys, you know, you sweep Toronto, now you move on to the conference final. So who do you think you guys, match up with better? I mean, it looks like the Celtics, they're leading the series 3-1 over the Sixers, but, you know, you never know what could happen. But what team do you think would match up, that you guys would match up better against between Philadelphia and Boston?
Well, right now, it looks like Philly would be a good match, but I don't think they're going to make it. And right now, the Pacers series is going to be important to us when Boston gets the victory. I think they are more similar to what the Pacers are than what the Sixers are. So that'll be a series where we're going to have to play multiple people more than probably we played in this series, and we're going to have to do a lot of in-your-face type defense. And we got to space the floor and move the ball because that's what they do. The one thing you can't do against the Celtics is let them get into the open floor a lot. You got to keep them out of the open floor, which means you can't turn the ball over. You can't take crazy shots. You got to take good shots so you have good floor balance. You got to do all that against them because they rely a lot on scoring in the open floor.
Austin, how about the story coming out of the game last night that Rodney Hood refused to enter the game in the fourth quarter, bothered some of his teammates. What's the lingering effect if this story is indeed true?
Well, during this time of year, anything comes out, so I don't know if it's true or not because we only do pre- and post-game shows at this part of the season, so I don't know what happened as far as that's concerned. But, if that was the situation, then I know that the players will deal with that in the locker room, and that's probably where it's going to stay.
When you look at the job here that this staff has done, I mean, Lou faces a tremendous amount of pressure. What about here, LeBron? Austin, from your perspective, you've watched him a lot of years in Cleveland, right? The second go-around with the Cavs. Do you have an inkling or an idea that this is the last dance for LeBron in Cleveland? I know you get asked the question a lot, Austin. But, I mean, what do you think the mindset of LeBron is here and his future with the Cavs?
You know, that's the greatest question in the whole league right now is what is LeBron going to do? You have people lobbying like Cantor did the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kind of lobbying going on, trying to get him to make his mind up. I personally don't think, you know, I mean, I'm going to put it this way, I'll take this back, because last time I didn't think he was going to leave. So you never know what's going to happen. So you just got to, you know, focus on taking care of your business now and whatever happens, happens. Because, again, he came back. We won a championship. I mean, he's done his job. So if he figures he's got to go on, when you look at the situation, though, at this point in his career, all we have to do is tweak a little bit to keep it in the situation where we can be the top team in the East. But if he goes other places with these young guys, it's going to take him two or three seasons to get us to get to championship level, and by that time, he'd be ready to retire. So that's how I'm looking at it. But again, I might be looking at it through rose-colored glasses. So
it might be burgundy and gold glasses. But
right. So I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah. Hey, Austin, let me ask you real quick, man. Coach Lou, you know, has he been different since his return? You know, dealing with stress and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say different, but he's it seems like he's more calm. He tries to be calmer now instead of. You know, getting worked up. I mean, in the Pacers series, though, he did throw a couple programs, throw a couple things down during the course of the game. So he's trying to control his stress, and which you can understand that because anybody, when you have that type of a health problem, the first thing you do is get cautious about it. So hopefully the team won't let him get into too many stressful situations.
Hey, Austin, a final one for me, and that is if it should happen now – cart before the horse, but eight victories away from another NBA championship for LeBron. To do it with this team, how really they were at a crisis mode at the NBA trade deadline, to where they struggled at times in the Pacers series. You know, you can make the argument, if LeBron is able to help this team and lead this team to a championship this year, it would be one of the great playoff and postseason runs in NBA history.
I would agree with you 100%. I mean, because this year we've had two separate teams. I mean, to me, I don't understand how, and I understand what the Rockets are doing and Harden, but as far as MVP, most valuable player, LeBron James is the most valuable player. I mean, and it's not just about the numbers, because his numbers are great, but what he's done with two different teams in one season, and it's just, it's mind-boggling. I mean, to keep – he's the only constant we've had all season. Everything else has changed quite a bit. And to have him do what he's doing is solid. And I just want to say one thing. I don't understand how people don't – they don't make much out of him getting to eight straight conference finals. I mean, with two different teams. They never talk about that. And I don't understand – that is the most difficult thing you can do as far as a player is concerned, is to find is to spend 4 years and get there 4 years with one team, then you move and go to another team, and you go there four more years. That is one of the hardest athletic achievements in sport. And to me, nobody talks about that fact that he's made it eight straight times with two different teams. That is unbelievable.
Austin Carr, Cavs game analyst for Fox Sports Ohio, 9-year Cleveland Cavalier. Hey, Austin, we appreciate you spending a couple minutes with us this morning. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.